Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. We're diving deep today into something that might seem a little intimidating at first. Emotional awareness. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional awareness? Isn't that a bit touchy-feely? Trust me, it's far from that. Think of it this way, guys. Being emotionally aware is like having a GPS for your feelings. It helps you understand where you're at, why you're feeling certain ways, and ultimately allows you to navigate life with more clarity and confidence. It's about recognizing those subtle shifts in your emotions, understanding their triggers, and learning how to express them in a healthy and constructive way. Ever felt like you were walking around on autopilot, reacting to situations without really knowing why? You know that feeling when you snap at someone for seemingly no reason or get overwhelmed by stress out of nowhere? That's often a sign that your emotional awareness needs a little boost. So, how do we build this crucial skill? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Embrace your feelings. The first step is accepting that all feelings are valid, even the uncomfortable ones. We're taught from a young age to suppress or mask our emotions, especially as men. But bottling them up only creates pressure and can lead to bigger problems down the road. Let yourself feel the full range of human emotions, happiness, sadness, anger, fear, without judgment. Acknowledge them, name them, and allow yourself to experience them fully. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your mind and observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. Try incorporating simple mindfulness techniques into your daily routine, like taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath or practicing body scan meditations. 3. Develop your emotional vocabulary. Think of emotions as colors on a palette. The more words you have to describe your feelings, the better equipped you are to understand and express them accurately. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try to pinpoint what kind of bad. Are you feeling frustrated, disappointed, anxious, or overwhelmed? By expanding your emotional vocabulary, you'll gain a deeper understanding of yourself and your reactions to situations. 4. Seek feedback. Sometimes, it takes an outside perspective to truly see ourselves. Don't be afraid to ask trusted friends or family members for honest feedback about how they perceive your emotions. They might notice patterns or triggers that you're not aware of. Remember, feedback is a gift. It helps us grow and become more self-aware. 5. Be patient with yourself. Building emotional awareness is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel like you're back at square one. That's totally normal. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate your progress along the way. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your stress levels start to rise, your heart rate quickens, and you feel that familiar urge to yell at other drivers. But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a moment to pause and check in with yourself. You notice the tightness in your chest, the frustration bubbling up inside, and you acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Then, you take a few deep breaths, listen to some calming music, or engage in a mindful activity like counting your blessings. By becoming aware of your emotional state, you can choose how to respond rather than reacting on autopilot. You might even find that the traffic jam becomes an opportunity for self-reflection and inner peace. So, what's the biggest takeaway from today's episode? Emotional awareness isn't about becoming a mind reader or suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding yourself better, navigating life with more intention, and building stronger connections with others. Remember, guys, emotional intelligence is a superpower. It's the key to unlocking your full potential and living a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice emotional awareness in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or on our social media channels. And remember, keep tuning in for more insights and strategies to help you become the best version of yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.